This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
What is going on, beautiful people? Welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code. I'm your favorite self-aware narcissist, Mr. Lee Hammock, better known as Mental Illness from TikTok, Instagram, YouTube. You know where to find me at. If this is your first time seeing my face or hearing my voice, I'm a diagnosed narcissist, and I use my platform to raise awareness for narcissistic personality disorder, get more people into therapy, and also in the process, validate the victims and survivors of said disorder. Today's episode is going to be about the changing dynamics of a narcissistic relationship. If you're watching this on the YouTube, I have my little mic right here because my son is sick from school and I have him in the background. So if you hear Barney in the background very faintly, he's listening to Barney. So in the beginning of a relationship with a narcissist, this is going to be talking about intimate relationships, but you know, it can somewhat apply to friendships and things as well. But in the beginning of a relationship with a narcissist, you go through the love bombing phase, the idealization, where the narcissist, like, we treat you like, you know, like the king or the queen that you want to be. Like, we give you everything that you want and need, like, become everything that you want and need. You know, and you know how we get there. You know how we get to that point of becoming everything you want and need. A lot of times you put online what you want and need. You put online exactly what you want and need, or we're already somehow involved in your life some way, shape, or form. Like, we're already friends. We've been in each other's lives for a long time. Something along those lines right there. So we already know what you want and need. We somehow, or first dates, you tell us what you want and need. You tell us what you went through and what you don't want to go through next. You tell us what you're looking for and whatever. You say, you pretty much lay out the blueprint of how you want to be treated and things like that. But if you don't have strong boundaries, if you don't have strong boundaries and things like that, you'll get caught up with a narcissist, because like, we don't like boundaries. We don't like the people to tell us what we can and can't do. I don't like, that's why I don't like supervisors at work. So I don't like a supervisor at work. I don't like a supervisor in my relationship either. So if you are dealing with that in the beginning of a relationship, that's why I tell people to take it slow and make people earn your information, because at the top of the hill of a narcissistic relationship, you are, like, if you're an oversharer, you're in for a ride. Literally, you're in for a ride, because you give people, you tell people everything that you're looking for, and miraculously they become it. They do it. They do everything that you want and need. Surprise. And you're like, oh my goodness, I've never been treated this way before. Like, nobody ever gets me like this before. Nobody's ever done this before. I mean, nobody's, you know, put the cheeks on me like this. Nobody ever clapped the cheeks like this. I ain't never clapped no cheeks like this before. And then you get to the point where, you know, you get to that point, and then, like, your mind is blown. You become addicted to this person. The highs. But then narcissist starts to slowly pull it away. Because, like, I truly believe in the beginning of a relationship with a narcissist, like the love bombing phase, like, I really do feel like I'm in love with that person. Like, it, to me, it's not a manipulation tactic. I mean, it is manipulation to, you know, give them what they want to need if that's not your intent. But my intent is to be with that person. My intent is to enthral that person. My intent is to, you know, to get with that person. Like, this, I feel like, especially when I met my wife, like, I felt like that was my soulmate. That was the counterpoint to who I was. That's my person. You know what I mean? So I was giving her everything that she wanted and needed. You know what I mean? So I think truly in the beginning of a relationship with a narcissist, they love you. They really care about you and things like that. So when people ask me, does a narcissist, can a narcissist love you? Like, probably in the beginning, they probably really cared about you. But typically, the love tends to fade. The love tends to go away. The love tends to dissipate at a very, very rapid rate when you're dealing with a narcissist. So when you're so in that situation right there, like, at the end of the relationship, do they love you? Maybe not so much, but at the beginning, probably. Maybe, perhaps. You mean, in our own way. And the narcissist loves you in their own way. It might not be the love that you, that people hope and dream about, like the Disney mess, or, you know, what you read in the magazines, or maybe what you thought your parents and grandparents had, and things of that nature. You know what I mean? So that's exactly what it is right there. So when you vibe, like, and let me say this too, a narcissist's love is conditional as well. So if you violate, you know what I mean, one of those conditions, Sorry, y'all, my camera went dead, so here we go again. So I was saying that if you violate a narcissist's love, it's conditional. So if you violate one of those conditions, then the love is going to be taken away from you, point blank, period. That's just how it works. You know what I mean? So once you violate one of those conditions, the narcissist will start to, you know, we will start to devalue you and bring, and kind of just like, we will start to devalue you and become more of ourselves, become more of the person that you don't know. That's why sometimes you can wake up one morning and the narcissist will be changed. Like, I'll be a completely different person than who you fell asleep to. I'll wake up in the morning and you might not even recognize me. People always say something about the eyes and stuff. Like, I really truly don't believe that. Like, the eyes changed and this is, I just don't believe that. I feel like everybody's eyes looks different once you are looking at them different anyway. It's just like when you see one of these people, they create, like, there's a mass shooting or something like that. They're like, look at his eyes are crazy. I'm like, you think his eyes are crazy because you already know he did something that is crazy or something that is, you know, not of sane mind. Because people are trying to, like, I guess be the PC police in my comment section. Can you stop saying crazy and say not in the right mind?
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Fine. I was like, what? Can we not say crazy no more? I'm like, oh, goodness gracious. But yeah, I digress. So after the devalue starts and you don't recognize the narcissist, the dynamic switches, because in the beginning of the relationship, you were being chased. The narcissistic person was chasing you. We were chasing you because we wanted you to be our person. And then once you violate one of those conditions that the narcissist has laid out for you, which you probably, the crazy thing about it is, you probably don't know what the conditions are that you violate. You just don't even know what the conditions are going to be anyway. You know what I mean? So once you violate one of those conditions that you might not know exist, it's kind of like pushing the brakes on the relationship. And then it's kind of like stopping. And then you turn around. The narcissist turns around and starts to run away from you. And guess what? You love this person. You are addicted to this person now because they've given you everything that you wanted and needed. And you start to chase them. So at first you were being chased because the narcissist was making you feel really, really good. But you start to chase the narcissist because you like feeling really, really good. You want to get that feeling back. So the narcissist is running full speed away from you. You're running, look, you fast, you're a track star. You run, you're running the narcissist down. Every once in a while, you might catch up to the narcissist, and then they'll revert back to who they were in the beginning. But the narcissist is like, well, pump fake you and take off running again, full speed ahead. And you won't be able to catch them this time. You mean, you won't be able to catch them and run them down because, like, the situation will change up. And, like I said, you'll start chasing the narcissist, and eventually, when the discard happens, the narcissist gets too far away from you to the point where you can't catch up, or you're too tired to keep chasing them, and you give up. You discard them. You know what I mean? So, but if the narcissist keeps running and you keep chasing, they will discard you. Being in a relationship where they're chasing somebody else, they're chasing somebody else now, and you're still chasing them. You're still chasing us. You're still running behind us while we're running behind somebody else, chasing them. And then guess what? A lot of times, the person who is chasing now, the survivor, the victim of narcissistic abuse and whatnot, you'll be struggling on for a very, very long time. You will be chasing as long as you possibly can be chasing. You'll be trying to run that narcissist down forever. And they will allow it. They like to keep people on the side. And you guess what? You look behind you, there might be other people still chasing the narcissist as well. So you're not the only person chasing. Because I see this all the time when people get caught up in these relationships with narcissists, where y'all are battling for a person's love. You're battling trying to get somebody to love you. Like, you're competing with other men and other women for this person's love. Like, and I always ask people when I'm doing my one-on-ones, what is the purpose here? Like, what are you gaining? Like, if you win this trophy, if you catch up to this narcissist and you tackle them, if you chase them for a long time, you catch up to them and tackle them, what are you getting? And a lot of times these are just below average men and women. They might be cute or whatever, but like, they don't have like no money, no success, no, just average bums. To be the bummiest men and women too. And what are you winning? If you chase this person down, what exactly are you getting? You're getting a cheater, somebody who's treated you terribly, and somebody who clearly has never, who doesn't want to make you a priority. Like, I thought the goal of love was to be the one. But instead, when you're dealing with a narcissist, you end up being one of. So there's the difference between a relationship with a narcissist and a non-narcissist, because like, you can be, you have a chance of being the one, or you have a chance of being one of with a narcissist. Because you can be the one person, you can be the one that somebody loves, cares about, treats, and gives affection to, or you can be one of many people. Because you're the narcissist, I've said this before, there no perfect person exists for a narcissist. The perfect person for a narcissist just doesn't exist. And I know people are like, what about your wife, man? My wife, for me, my wife is who she needs to be. She's the mother of my kids. She's my wife. I love her to death. I'm going to give her the world. I promise her. I'm going to give her the world because, she deserves it. Because I'm out of my mind sometimes. I can be. I openly admit that. But I don't believe the perfect person exists for a narcissist, but like an undiagnosed narcissist, an unaware narcissist, because they're always trying to fulfill the need. It's like an empty hole inside of some of us that we're trying to fulfill. That we're trying to fill that hole with people, with love, with care, affection. We're trying to fill that hole with different forms. We're just trying to fill that hole. You know what I mean? So in the process of trying to fill that hole, a lot of times we get lost. A lot of times we forget who we are. A lot of times we forget how we're dealing with and things like that. And we need more people to fill that hole. Because one person, it's almost damn near impossible for one person to make a narcissist happy. It just is, y'all. And I really truly hope that y'all like go out there and choose to be the one or one of. Or you rather than one of. I hope that makes sense. The one or one of. You know what I mean? But anyway, y'all, thank y'all for tuning in to another episode of The Narcissist Code. I really, truly appreciate y'all. Like and subscribe on YouTube. Thank y'all so much. And if you listen to this on Apple Music or Spotify, please hit that 5 stars for me. I truly appreciate all of y'all. I really, really do. Thank you so much. Peace.